The Girl in Berlin by Elizabeth Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Elizabeth Wilson is a researcher and writer best known for her books on feminism and popular culture. Her novels, The Twilight Hour and War Damage, are also published by Serpent's Tail. For John and Catherine Gieve, with thanks for all your support. Chapter 1. May 1951. Jack McGovern's glance swept the scene as he stepped off the Glasgow train. A beam of sunlight pierced the grimed glass roof. Steam billowed upwards from farting engines. Wrapped in the solitude of the crowd, he watched as his fellow passengers fanned out across the concourse and scattered, drawn towards the exit like lemmings. The rush and echoing noise exhilarated him. The anticipation never failed, was always like the first time. He'd come to conquer London, cast off the past. London was the future, his future, the place of light and brightness after the dark, rain-soaked north. London was freedom. He'd had a seat on the journey south, but his long legs had been cramped, and he'd had nothing to drink but one bottled beer. The carriage, crowded with dozing passengers, had been draughty and at the same time sweaty, and the best he'd managed was a feverish doze. Now exhaustion was replaced by anticipation, as he stood on the platform and took his bearings, quietly, from habit, observing those who hurried and those who loitered or looked round, uncertain, caught between the excitement and anxiety of travel.